back, everybody. Hello. Here we are. How's everybody? Everybody's excited.
The dogs are announcing the show this week.
Let the dogs out. Welcome everyone to Biz Chat, your place of encouragement for faith-based entrepreneurs. I'm your coach, Michelle. Over there is Coach Noelle, and back is Dr. Darlene Down, rounding us out. Each week we come to bring you topics to strategically launch and scale your God-sized dreams into the marketplace of ministry. Today, you guys, we're going to dive into Dr. Darlene's newly launching book, and that's coming up. But But first, did you attend Plan Your 2022 event? Were you there? Because was that not amazing?
Oh, my word.
Fire.
That was something else. I don't know. Words can't describe 3 hours of how did that go by in a blink? Mm-hmm. But it did. If you didn't get to there, you can go ahead right now and head over to faithoverfearbizchicks.com/plan2022 and get the replay. Get the replay. It's free. Just grab it. It's our free gift to you. That was just something that God was breathing on, and we know will bless your 2022 as you're trying to do all the things, wondering what should stay, what should go, how to align all the things that are going on in your life, schedule them, get them on a calendar, all the things in 3 hours. We heard somebody watching it 3 times through.
Did you really? That's great. Yeah, because it was girls, have you ever had a prophetic planning session? So I would say that was the big thing that was really different about it and was so fireballish about it.
Twas. So if you weren't there, grab it. So ladies, though, it's been a while since we've all three been here.
I missed you too.
Let's start with you, Dr. Darlene. How's your not just week, but a few weeks that you
goodness. Well, yeah. I mean, a few things happened. I mean, bought a house after 5 months of turmoil and torture. But we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our God. So yes, we did. So I'm sitting. I know the background looks similar, but actually my office now is huge. I'm in a beautiful, beautiful studio. Just so blessed. The folks had put an addition on this house, and it's so perfect for our needs. Just so perfect. Mm-hmm. The backyard's this little oasis with these plants. My husband's not a big fan of the plants, but I feel like I'm in Hawaii or somewhere. So I totally
love it.
Get rid of them. So, but it's good. It's just, a home. I know a home is important to a lot of people. For me, it was something I didn't have growing up. We moved 20 times. And so It's always been a promise that I have been standing on with God since I was a little girl, right? And finally, this is a home of our own, and this is our forever home. And I'm just so it's this incredible weight, right, off of you when you finally you've been contending and in a wilderness season. I don't know why God feels like I need to be in a prolonged wilderness season for everything. I did not get married until I was 40. For the first time, and first and only time, let me be clear. And then with the house, it's taken all these years, but when the blessing comes, man, is it worth it.
So good. Well, congratulations. New house. Now all three of us have relocated in a matter of months.
Isn't that funny?
Taking territory for the kingdom of God. It's actually a prophetic act. That's one of the things the Lord showed me about taking this house, and you may not realize it, but you have to actually put the weight on it that it deserves, right? And God said, look, this is the beginning of taking more territory from my kingdom, and even in the area of Florida. So that's why it's so amazing that we're launching our first in-person event tomorrow. Yeah.
Yay. Yes. Tell us a little more about this upcoming event. Save it for a minute, because we're going to talk about all things Dr. Darlene's book and how it can inspire your business. Come in real quick, but Coach Noel, how is your week? You've got your book launching too. Like, I feel kind of left out here.
You got to get on it, girl. We know you've got it. I know, got it in your head.
It's in there.
This week was directly connected to the event that we did, the Plan 2020. One of the prophetic words in there particularly just lit a fire. Oh. And so I have been cleaning my stalls every day. It's been a very messy week. It's been a very difficult week, and powerful things have happened. So it's been incredible. Yeah. I was just telling you this morning about, like, it was not easy, but I cleaned the stalls. Proverbs 14:4 is what we're talking about there, girls. You can go look that up. I clean my stalls every day, and it's like, oh, this is what I've been missing. Yeah.
So good. And the oxen and the stalls, like, it's been a reoccurring theme this week and last week. It's kind of neat to see when God's trying to get a message through, like, it's time to clean. Mm-hmm. It's time to clean every day. Do the things that aren't always the most pleasant, but keep the machine moving. If you've been struggling with your business, ask God to show you where you need to muck the stalls. Where's the mucking work? Because it's not the fun stuff. It's kind of the first thing you probably want to hire somebody to do as soon as you can. That's probably the top indication. But there's a reason that God wants you to do it first. There's a light and a life that you are going to put on that thing before you hand it off to the next person. So mucking the stalls is like, yeah, that came out of the gate first thing, I think, on the prophetic
side. And it was just, so that's been life changing. What about you, Michelle? What's your week been like?
It's been a little bit of a roller coaster. I think as we, like Dr. Darlene was saying, as we're taking territory, the enemy doesn't really like that. It's been a full moon. We know there's lots of stuff going on in the atmosphere. And our family has felt, like, everybody has felt the attack. So it's been a little bit of a warfare type week, but not in a way that, I guess I just feel like I spy, this is warfare and I can handle it. Like, I don't get rattled like I used to. Yes, it's annoying and it's worrisome sometimes because your loved ones are involved and it's real issues of health. And, but I think I'm learning to handle warfare on a new level as I take new territory in my business. I know it's going to come. So that's been my week, I think. Plus puppy day, you know, we got our new puppy. So she always makes everything better.
Oh, she wants to make a guest appearance.
I'm sure she's going to come flying around the corner pretty soon.
We love puppies. It makes everyone happy. Releasing oxytocin in your brain. It's really good for you. Puppies are good.
There you go.
Therapy. Absolutely. So yes. Awesome. You guys, I love having you in my life as we go through all of these ups and downs. We like to share and be honest here in chat time that it's not always sunshine and roses on this entrepreneurial journey. But you've got to have a tribe. You got to have a tribe to run with. And if you don't have one, we want to invite you into ours. We are just launching Launch School, an upgrade from last year. God just said, we're moving. You got to move. You got to move at my pace. You got to take action. So Launch School is running up and running. We've got onboarding our students right now, and it's super exciting. So Dr. Darlene and I will be in there along with Kat Timmons joining our staff to help cast vision and really get clarity before we even start running at what God is saying, and make sure you're going after the right goals for 2022. So I love that. And with all of that, Dr. Darlene, welcome back. And so excited to talk about your book and why this book and why the relaunching. What did God say? What's different? What's new? Tell us all the things.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So just a little backstory on this book for those of you that don't know about it. This book actually never got launched properly. So the Lord said, you need to honor everything. Honor has been the big word that he's been showing me over the last year, and even it's carrying into 2022, okay? And he said, you haven't honored everything that I have given you in your hands the way that it's designed to, because here's how the book happened, right? So I had never thought about the science behind God's healing power, funny enough. My gift is blending neuroscience and faith, but somehow never thought about this. Randomly get a message from somebody on LinkedIn in the Jacksonville area 2 years ago now, like, hey, I'm writing this book chapter or writing this book on healing. Would you put in a chapter on the science behind God's healing power? And I pray quickly. I'm like, I don't know. What's that about, God? And he's like, say yes. Just say yes. And I'm like, okay. I said yes. And she's like, 10,000 words. And I'm like, wow, that's a big chapter. Okay, good. So I write it. I get inspiration from it, an amazing key that the Lord gave me that shows exactly, so you can understand from a physics basis, actually, interestingly, how healing happens even in the body. And it's very interesting because our understanding even of disease processes, it's so naive right now, honestly. And It has a lot to do with changes in the light energy, even that you carry within your body, causes you to get a disease, and it can be healed through light, which is absolutely incredible. We know that God is light, right? And God's like, go look up all these verses, right, on light. And I'm like, I mean, I wrote the first quarter of the book is just filled with scripture on God is light, Jesus is light, Holy Spirit light, and all of this, right? And so I wrote this chapter, submitted it. The lady's editor hated it. She's like, no, you got to change da, 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 da. And I went to God and he's like, uh-uh, that's my download. You ain't changing it. And I was like, okay, so what am I going to do? Because like, I'm also a person, like integrity is super important to me. I said I was going to do something and now I'm like, I can't do it, but it just was misaligned, right? But the thing was what was supposed to be done. So God said, publish it yourself. And at that point it was 35 pages. And so I'm like, all right, well, whatever. It'll be a short book. I've written a short book before. So I'm going ready to hit, you know, send to go to Amazon self-publishing. And God's like, you got to fill in some blanks here, little Missy. And he's like, expand on this section, expand on this section. This needs some more scientific resource, references over here. And he's like, you have no how-to section. He's like, you're missing a whole how-to section. People need to know what to do with information. You don't just educate them. Yeah, because for me, you know, it always would drive me crazy in school when I'd go and hear a lecture and I like learn stuff. And I'm like, well, what do I do with it now? Right. So, you know, and so he told me. And so it winds up being like 147 pages by the time I'm done. But I just sent it out there. I didn't even really tell anybody. I think I did a little post, maybe one little post or something. And I'm like, book, da, da, da. And I'm like, now what, God? And he's like, okay, now you got to teach from it. I'm like, well, who am I going to teach? Who's going to want to hear this? He's like, just make a Facebook group. You know, he's like, Darlene, if anyone knows how to make a Facebook group, you do, because you've made like 50 of them over the last 3 years since you've been an entrepreneur. I'm like, yes, I do know how to do that. So thanks for the many opportunities to practice skill that I eventually needed. Too funny. Anyway, that's a story for another day. But
also good for everybody else to hear that, you know, if you haven't hit it with your Facebook group, like, keep trying.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I create this group, and then I did. I went and I did a live on my page, which is also very unusual for me. I'm just not one. I just don't usually promote business stuff on my page. It's just the way I am, because I a lot of reasons behind that. But anyway, so I said, hey, I'm going to teach from my book 5 days next week. Come in. It's free. Da, da, da. I had a bunch of people come in and they were loving it. And then the next week, God's like, teach it again. Teach it again. I taught it for 11 weeks, like the same content over and over and over again. Right. And finally, like now we had, after 2 months, we had this community of like 300 people or something like that. Right. And so then God gave me some inspiration about building the community of healing in the kingdom and what they truly need. And within a year, like, we have built out, not only do we have free programming now, but we have 1, 2, 3, 4 paid programs, like low level to high level masterminds. People are getting incredible breakthrough all the time, getting set free from things. We see what's so interesting. One of the programs I love that came out of this book was a mentorship program, right? And teaching the folks in there some of the strategies that God showed me, actually, interestingly, as a neuroscientist, as a neurosurgeon, that I applied secularly, And he's like, yeah, now teach them how to access my kingdom with that. And I'm like, ooh, that's awesome. And so we do these things called activations, right? And you're activating this part of your brain called your mirror neuron network. Kat knows as well, because that's what is active in the vision boarding, right? And the mirror neuron network, it connects the spiritual and physical realms, right? And so when we connect with the Lord, through using activating this part of our brain, we get access to the kingdom of God in a powerful, intangible way. It's really amazing. And we're seeing healings. Like I just had a testimony the other day. So one of the things I teach on, it's called the empowered heir mindset, right? You are designed to be an empowered heir in the kingdom of God, right? We belong to the King of Kings, but we're supposed to move in power with him, right? With Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. People miss this, right? Like this is not taught in most churches, right? And there's all these mindsets that keep you from stepping into that role, like orphan mindset, poverty mindset, which Noelle, you talk about, I know, in your book, right? Victim mindset, religious mindset. And so I had this program that we just released called the Empowered Heir Series, where you go through and you see all the thoughts that someone might have that has an orphan mindset or a poverty mindset. And so they'll rate, you know, scores, right? So like 1 to 12, right? How many of them do you have? So this testimony was amazing. This lady, she comes in and she says, Dr. Darlene, I've been listening to your activations. This is all she was doing. Listening to activations for 2 months. Okay. Maybe like one a day for 2 months. And she said, my scores went from like 10 out of 12 on orphan mindset to three out of 12, right? Dropped on poverty mindset from 11 down to 5. I mean, and I was like, wow, that is just so amazing. Here's the thing. Then we see people step into their physical healing after this, right? They don't know. They come in and they're like, well, I need restoration of my eyesight, restoration of my hearing, restoration of this. And it's like, yes, you do. But you also need your mindset set free, right? So that you understand God is a good God and a good father. And you don't uncover these things until you begin to really look, right?
Yeah, renewing your mind. I think that's
so important. Like, stop, time out, everybody. Like, if you are looking for healing right now, are you looking for something to break through your business or your physical healing, just something that's broken? Like, first, there's a mindset that comes before that shift can happen. And that is why we do what we do in our business group and why we have Dr. Darlene here. Absolutely. Is because we can usually recognize when there's something in the mind holding you back from your breakthrough. Mm-hmm. So I love that you brought that out, Dr. Darlene, that we have to shift our mindsets first before we're going to see something in the natural breakthrough.
So yeah. No, go ahead, coach.
So do you think that like, because there's a lot of kind of bringing it into the church world, there's a lot of people in the church who recognize that the Bible talks about healing all the time. That's part of what we're supposed to do, but we don't ever see healing. Do you think that's the piece that's missing, is that mindset shift?
Yeah, it is. So God gave me an incredible revelation about the scripture in Romans 12 too, right? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And God literally downloaded to me, he said, and this relates to business too, okay? So understand there's a tie here I'll get to in just a moment. But so any disease process that you have in your body, whether it's acute or something chronic you're dealing with, there are pathways in your brain related to it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And those have to be broken down, and we have to strengthen the pathways of healing and wholeness before you will see a physical change. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, I've never heard anybody talk about this. And he's like, go look up the research. I have an article coming out in US News and World Report in a couple of months where I'm literally talking about this. It's never been shared before, but it's absolutely true. And scientists, you know, the research that I got, because people would come in with diabetes and maybe they'd have a headache, maybe they'd have this or that, so they'd get an MRI of their brain. And they started to notice, oh yeah, well, this diabetic brain is different than someone else. Diabetes doesn't have anything to do with the brain, right? And right. So, and you look into this with all of these conditions, right? And then you see when somebody's healed, right, and they no longer need their meds, that it goes back. It reverts because you have this wonderful thing called neuroplasticity. So the key here is this too. In business, just like with the healing, a lot of times what we come to God with, what we even bring to our coaches, right, is like, I'm stuck, right? Mm-hmm. And you think the problem is you don't have a sales strategy that works, right? You haven't found the marketing strategy that works. But the mm-hmm. problem is you actually don't understand that God has already prepared your territory for you, right? And it is sitting there waiting for you. And you are having problems with feeling worthy to step into it because of something you did 10 years ago that you're still beating yourself up over, right? And so what we do, as coaches is help you guys to see, yeah, you know what? As soon as you get this figured out, this part figured out, and you learn to accept and allow God to honor you and allow God to give you all of these blessings, right? Then like any sales strategy, right, will work pretty much. I mean, he'll give you the download about what you need to do, but it's like, that's not your problem. What you think the problem is actually not the problem. And it has to do with these brain pathways and even identity in the brain. And I talk about this in some of our deeper programs here, right? That your identity centers in the brain, who you believe you are. It's in the same area as your goal-directed behavior, right? So if you don't believe you're the kind of person that can achieve a goal, you know, you're not worthy, you don't deserve it, you don't carry anything special. Look, you can set goals till you're blue in the face and you will keep pushing them off. You will self-sabotage. I see it all the time, right? So we have to come into agreement with the King of Kings, right? And alignment. And that's really where even light, you know, when I talk about light in the book here, you know, I talk about the fact that what we're really trying to do, right? Because light is it's a frequency of energy, right? It's a really overly simplistic, but simple way to look at it. Different frequencies of energy. And there are, you know, God is embodied in this frequency of light energy in various facets, right? Depending on what he needs to do. Jesus laid hands on people and healed with certain frequencies, right? And then he spoke to the tree and shriveled it up. Mm. You know, there's a frequency of light energy we use in neurosurgery to burn out brain tumors, right? Mm. That, I believe that's what he used to shrivel up that tree, right? So what we have to do, it's Ephesians 3:20 in action, right? It's God's power coming unto us, working in us in that combination, that collaboration that does greater and greater. And here's the thing, light. If you have two wavelengths of light, it moves in waves, okay? And they're the same frequency. When they run into each other, guess what it does? It doesn't just like merge. It's not just doubled. It's magnified exponentially, like the power created there. So it's really about us coming into alignment with what God has for us in his kingdom. That applies to healing. That applies to business. Noelle, that applies to finances, right? Mm-hmm. Like you talk about mm-hmm. it in your book. And so we keep looking at things from a worldly perspective instead of looking at them from the kingdom perspective. And that's where we get stuck. So anyway, that long story, but why God said, he's like, look, this is important stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's important stuff. He said, you need to honor it properly. And last year, you know, one of the downloads he had given me too was that we needed to start doing some in-person events, right? Because he said, look, you know, my healing power is supposed to move today, you know, in an even greater way than it moved when Jesus was walking on the earth, right? Because we didn't have Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus commissioned us to do. You will do even greater things in these, right? And so it's very interesting. And I love numbers too. And it just happened to work out. So this book signing is on January 22 of 22 at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Like, this is just the way this worked out, right? And I'm like,
I love it.
Angel. Yeah. So the book signing is actually not just a book signing. So yeah, I'm going to read a little bit from the book, teach on five different points, five keys to your healing. We have in-person and online access as well. And then the Lord said, you're going to be laying hands on people. So yeah, so we've got our team. We have a team on Zoom because we have community folks from all over the world. I mean, we got folks in the UK, we got them in South Africa, we got them in New Zealand, Australia, you know, like just all over the place. And they're going to be praying and interceding. And so I'm so excited to see what God's going to do. It's just going to be really powerful. Mm-hmm. It's the launching, it's the taking that territory that I kind of started talking about in the beginning. So yeah, we're super excited.
Very exciting.
We are putting the link for your book in the chat, ladies. So look that up there. Go grab that book.
Nice. There it is.
Yeah, it's available on Amazon, on Kindle, if you prefer. And I'm actually recording an Audible version. I finally found somebody to do the audio editing for me. So it'll be on Audible soon. And then,
Wonderful. Well, we just bless you as you go out tomorrow and just this new endeavor, relaunching this book that it's just so significant. I just feel like God is really releasing something fresh in 2022 that kind of came out of our Plan Your 22 event. Like there's a fresh wind. So you are leading the way, you're pioneering the way, and we're so excited to see what God does at this event and how it carries over into our Biz Chick events and membership groups. So if you do not have a tribe, if you are looking to get some support for your business and to get it launched, to get it scaled, come on into our business group. Dr. Darlene is part of a big part of it. So you're going to get a lot of healing around your mindsets, and you're going to get your breakthrough that you need to get that business moving forward. So get the book, come on in,
and come to the online event if you can too.
Yeah, I put that link in there too. If you want, it's free, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's free. Yep. So
the link is in the chat for that as well, for your live event tickets for those of you who are local. Wait, is it Jacksonville?
It's a little south of Jacksonville. It's a city called St. John's, but essentially in that area.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. All right, everybody. I hope you have enjoyed getting to see all three of our faces together again. I have enjoyed
it. I have too.
So exciting. We are going to be shifting format a little. I want to give you a little heads up. We're going to be doing recording and then only live on the third week of the month. So you'll see all three of our faces live the third week of the month. Otherwise, we're heading into some pre-recording. We've got stuff to do. We've got people to take care of. It's getting busy. We got a bunch. We got a batch and bunch. So in order to just keep this going and serve the people God's bringing to us, we're batching and pre-recording our other weeks. And then we'll still be here live, though. We want to still see you guys. We love the interaction. So join us the third week of the month starting in February.
Yep. And are we taking submissions for guests for the podcast for quarter one, or are we full?
We might have. Yeah, I don't really have it in front of me. But yes, if you think you would be an amazing guest for our match for us, come on in. And I think we have the Gmail right there, Noelle. You can just go ahead and email us and let us know that you are interested, and we can get you a form.
Perfect.
Awesome. There you go. Hello.
I have a construction. Yeah. Big yellow sign.
All right. We have just so enjoyed having you guys here today. I hope this blesses you. If you know one person you could share this podcast with, please do it. We want to get the word out. We want to help as many people reach their God-sized dreams and get them launched into the marketplace and ministry. So if you know someone who would benefit from this podcast today, please share it. And there we go. Thank you, Jody. Jody just said she shared. You're the best. You're the bomb. All right. We'll see you next time right here on BizChat.